After months of dismal and downright stagnant unemployment numbers, Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democrat in his first year, beamed broadly as he introduced Arrow Electronics CEO Mike Long inside his wood-paneled office at the state capitol.
And I can't express how proud and excited we are that Arrow is moving their global headquarters here.
After a firm handshake with the governor, Mike Long said a combination of things went into his decision to relocate to Colorado.
We believe with the government cooperation, we believe with the universities that Colorado will be the best state to help propel Arrow into growth in the future.
Arrow Electronics has become one of the world's biggest suppliers of computer and specialized electronic equipment, now doing business in more than 50 countries. And Long says much of the company's workforce is white-collar, highly skilled labor, which he noted more than once that Colorado has an abundance of.
We are a growth company. We're looking to grow in the future. We have a history of growth, and we believe the best place for us is Colorado to keep that growth going forward globally.
But Long didn't pin any specific job numbers to growth projections like those yesterday, nor did he say how many of the 1,200 or so employees from the New York office would simply just pick up and relocate here. Economists aren't surprised that executives like him are staying mum right now.
Anytime you move a headquarters, there's going to be some new jobs created.
But how many, says economist Martin Shields, is in fact hard to predict right now. Shields is the director of Colorado State University's Regional Economics Institute.
The national recovery is pretty stalled. There's a lot of turmoil in Europe. I just don't know from the private sector necessarily where all these jobs are going to come from.
Still, Shields says Arrow's announcement is significant because it sends a signal to other companies that Colorado is an environment where innovative global firms are welcome. State officials did cobble together $11 million worth of tax credits to be spread out over 5 years if Arrow creates some 1,200 jobs. This even as Colorado is about to face another tough budget year. But Tom Binnings of Summit Economics Group in Colorado Springs figures that's an investment that will pay off. Why? Because he says it's modest compared to what most other states are offering.
$11 million, I was actually surprised that it's that low of a number if you're talking, you know, 1,000-plus new jobs.
And Binnings says Colorado will be able to recoup its investment easily because Arrow's new employees will bring in more sales and income taxes. Economists also note that $11 million is peanuts for a company like Arrow that did $18 billion in sales last year. Indeed, CEO Mike Long said yesterday that while incentives can be an important tool for states like Colorado, in this case, they'll mean little to his company's bottom line.
Colorado didn't come to us and say, we have incentives, because the truth is, Colorado doesn't have a lot of incentives compared to other places.
In his experience, Long said location and whether a place has the tools a company needs to be competitive are the biggest factors for businesses looking to expand or relocate. His company finishes that process formally November 15th. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.